What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Back on the fan. We'll get back to your calls. 888-808-1019.
I don't want to put any pressure on you guys, Hoff. This applies to you as well. I know you're doing something, so but you got to perk up with those ears. This is for you too.
Okay.
So I've been waiting on this. I think a lot of St. John's fans have been waiting on this. The latest AP Top 25. A lot of people have been confounded. Even like Ed Cooley, coach of other schools, saying, how is St. John's not ranked?
Right.
Well, the newest rankings just came out. They're inside the top 25. They are the highest ranking they've had since 2014.
Wow.
They're number 20. So,
all right.
You know, first place alone in the Big East, number 20. The good vibes continue.
Heading in the right direction.
And for sure. If you guys come to the game on Wednesday and mess up the St. John's mojo,
oh, no.
We're going to have a big problem.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I am going to sick everybody on YouTube.
I didn't think about that. I don't want that on me.
Don't ruin the flow.
Hey, Xavier's not that good. They better not screw this up.
No, Xavier's won like five straight. Xavier's getting hot, even though St. John's beat him a couple of weeks back. And St. John's won 11 of 12. When you two knuckleheads sitting courtside, if they lose that game, and not on Patino or Kadari or RJ Lewis, it's on you.
No, I don't want to hear that. And then what, we're going to be invited back?
Well, that's the starting point.
I got my St. John's hoodie ready
given.
To go.
Then we revoke
any
privileges. I thought
Xavier's not that good. I wanted to go to a cupcake gimme.
I'm just telling you.
We weren't there the other night. They couldn't do anything in the first half against Georgetown. And that wasn't on us. Yeah, lucky they came back and won that game.
They won the game.
I expect full. What's the line in the Xavier game? You have any idea?
Usually with the hoops, it'll be out the day before, which would be tomorrow. I'm going to guess it opens around 7.5 or so. Xavier's actually playing. They have a very good coach.
All right.
So,
but noted.
I'm just saying, make sure you guys bring a win.
We're coming to the
Otherwise,
garden.
Otherwise, there's a correlation.
We're coming to the garden. We're coming in hot.
Okay.
We expect to get a win.
That's all I needed to hear.
All right. Let's get to the Dodgers here for a second. So, obviously, the Dodgers, Roky Sasaki decides to go there. Disgusting. And then they signed Tanner Scott over the weekend to a point where my friend told me the news. I was like, come on. No, really. He's like, no. The Dodgers and Tanner Scott, what are we doing here? My initial instinct was it's bad for the game. Mm-hmm. But then I think, now at least we have a common bond. Both Mets fans, Yankee fans, I mean, really all baseball fans outside of the Dodgers, to take them down. And I do think, BT, when you try to build teams like this, it generally doesn't work out. They won the World Series a year ago, but now it's just like, enough is enough. Guys on top of. It's like, come on. It's ridiculous.
They might win 115 games this year.
I would take the field. Yeah, I mean.
They really might. That starting rotation is absolutely gross.
Yeah,
gross!
I mean, I guess. I've seen better and better go down. I know, but come on.
Okay, I do agree. We are now in alignment, and they are the evil empire, and
yes.
Now we got to take them down.
Yes,
I also think it's great for the sport when you have a villain. See, one of the problems with baseball, once the Yankees aura in terms of being beyond reproach and kind of outspending people and getting everybody that they wanted over the years, once that went away, there was nobody to hate. Because the Red Sox, their tortured past was so well chronicled. I think that there was so many people over the years who felt badly for the Red Sox and how they lost in the most excruciating fashion, whether it's 86 against you, whether it's 78 against the Yankees, with Bucky taking Torres deep to left. So I don't think it was the same hate towards the Red Sox. Now it's coming back, and I think that that's good. I think when you have a superpower team, it makes any time they're vulnerable better for the sport.
Here's how much they have become the villain in my mind, and I say this honestly here, if it were Dodgers-Yankees World Series, without a doubt.
Don't say it.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
Without a doubt, I'm rooting for the Yankees.
Oh, he said it.
Yeah. Now, last year was different, and I think it was more so because I didn't believe in the Yankees. So, my pick and my logic was all toward the Dodgers. Now it's different. I feel like the Dodgers, all right, they'd already won the World Series. They've taken it too far, and even though I grew up, quote-unquote, hating the Yankees and a Met fan, I'm beyond that in my life.
Yeah.
I can certainly understand Met fans being like, oh, no way, I'd still root for the Dodgers. I will not. If it is Dodgers-Yankees again, I want them down. I want it to be proven that you cannot just go out there and get all the best players and the cheap way that they've gotten all these players from Japan over there. I can't stand it. So I will root for the Yankees to smash the Dodgers in the event that they go head-to-head.
Now, that will make it even more powerful. It's like when Obi-Wan says, take me out, and then the robe.
If
the Yankees, who are not nearly as talented as the Dodgers, if the Yankees were to beat the Dodgers, and the Dodgers are healthy and massive favorites, think about how that just elevates the Yankees even more. You want that?
Yeah, but it would be great. Yes, I don't care. I think it would be great to take down.
You're a better man than me. I don't know that I could do that.
Now, for that to happen, the Dodgers are going to have to get through Juan Soto's Mets.
Well, right now, it seems like it's going to be the first round wild card.
We'll see.
I mean, it'll be that
hard. We'll see.
Are you guys going to do anything else? I think we're going to get Tanner Scott.
We'll see how they fare. What? I think the big bad Dodgers on paper and all those different things, they look different than maybe in reality. Last year, they had their mojo. They were great. They won it.
Dude, they were
Let's see if they're as hungry. Let's see if they stay healthy. Let's see if Ohtani, the pitcher, is this big bad. Well, I've seen him before. I'm not afraid of Ohtani.
No, the Yankees lit him up in the Bronx many times. You couldn't think. One time, they didn't make it out of first inning a couple years ago.
Not scared of Blake Snell either. Sasaki hasn't pitched yet.
I mean, they got a lot of arms.
I don't think it's a Tanner Scott. I've seen him.
Here's the problem. Those guys might not be like Fernando Valenzuela in 81, but, you know, their third, fourth, fifth best pitchers going against other, not just the Mets, the Braves, the Phillies, whomever of the Cubbies, the Giants, whomever else might be competitive. I mean, they're so much better than most of those other teams' aces.
Yeah, I get that. But they almost lost last year, and they only won one real World Series since 1988. Like, I'm not counting 2020. So they're as loaded as you could be on paper. If I had to bet right now.
Yep. You going field?
Sal, you pick a World Series winner, Dodgers or the field, I'm taking the field. Without hesitation. Matter of fact, I'll narrow it down from the field to like three or four teams to make it even more fair.
What are the odds on that? I'd have to see the odds before I made that bet. My first instinct is that I would be inclined to bet the Dodgers. And baseball is different. You're right. Baseball is unique. You really don't know with baseball. It's not the NBA where the best team generally shows up and wins. But this team's different. I don't know that we will ever have seen on paper, going into a season, a team like this.
Yeah,
that includes the A's who went back-to-back-to-back in the early 70s. That's some of the best. Now, maybe before our lifetime, you want to go back to, like, the Mantles and some of these powerful Yankee teams. Maybe some older fans can weigh in on that. Not even on the calls. We don't have a lot of time for that. But I don't know a team that has ever trotted out a more imposing, 1 through 25, and I haven't seen that team.
Yeah. I mean, the Dodgers just seemingly continue to expand their roster spot. I don't know how they have all these guys on their team, but they do. We'll see how it works out for them. I can't wait. You're right, though. Initially, I'm like, this is bad for baseball. It is going to be good for baseball because now there's intrigue to what the Dodgers do on a daily basis, on a nightly basis.
Yes.
Win total 102.5, I think it was, before Tanner Scott. Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to probably bet the under just on principle.
Oh, I wouldn't. I could never bet the under on that. They're going to win that. They're going to win 110 games with their eyes shut.
Nonsense. It's hard to do that. A lot has to go right.
See, I thought, and I'm a little surprised here. That's why I thought we were going to have one of those knockdown debates, which would have been fine, but we don't want to do anything contrived. So I thought it was going to be natural and organic, which would have been good. I thought you were going to push back hard how it's now like unfair, but that doesn't really fit your personality, so I guess I'm not stunned. I've heard people crying over the weekend, like, I changed the rules. First of all, there's other people who can do this. Hal can do this, and Cohen can do this.
Here's why they can't, though.
Why?
Because the majority of at least my complaint with the Dodgers is the
international stuff.
Yes.
Well, yes, but they could have.
Kiss my ass, Tanner Scott. Like, I don't know what I'd rather have AJ Minner than him.
I think the Mets like made to pick a better up move for 2 years. Minner's good.
Yeah. But, no, I'm sorry. BT, I was just going to say, but the international players going there, the Mets and Yankees couldn't have gotten Ohtani.
I know. He was not coming here, understood, built in, and we talked about it, easier logistically from LA to Japan. Got it. They've got the Japanese players there. They've got that on lockdown, and that's a disadvantage right now for the Yanks and Mets and everybody else. However, did the Yankees or the Mets come to the table with an incredibly unique deferment package? I don't think that they did.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe if they would have been so forward-thinking like the Guggenheim, who invest money so does Steve Cohen, for a living, maybe they just presented something more intelligent.
I don't think Ohtani wanted to be here.
I don't think so either.
I don't think Sasaki wanted to be here. Yamamoto, and I don't think Yamamoto wanted to be here, but let's just say Steve Cohen said, all right, I'm going to put your desire to play in L.A. to the test. Here's $500 million. You're 325, whatever, 425. Now, I'm not saying I would have done it. I'm not saying they should have done it. But to your point, if the Yankees, Hal, really wanted them, which they didn't, if Steve Cohen really wanted them, which he did, but not maybe to the $400 million extent, what if they said, here, Yamamoto, here's $400 million. Are the Dodgers going to go to that level?
Well, that's why I was disappointed we didn't get that answer. I kept saying that in real time. I'm like,
you can't be stupid either, though.
No, I know, because then there's a precedence now.
And also, 325 was the Yankees and Mets, and I know this, well, I mean, whatever, I've heard this. I shouldn't say no. They didn't want Yamamoto at even that price. Like, it started at 100 and something, 200 something, 250. It went to 300.
Why did they keep playing the game? They just felt compelled to throw chips in to pacify their fans? They had to want him some level because they could have said yes.
Yes. When I say they didn't want him, meaning like almost, and the Yankees did draw the line and say,
they did have the highest AAV. Yeah,
we want you. This is
on
like,
our terms.
I mean, this is ridiculous, but here it is. So, like, and by the way, if he doesn't take it, it's almost like, okay, good, I'm glad you didn't take it. Or, you know, you don't want to extend so much, so you're almost happy that he takes the decision out of your hands. Otherwise, if he comes back, you're like, oh, all right, we got him, great, but we got him at $300 million. The guy's never thrown a pitch in a big league.
Well, by the way, I think that happens to all of us, and it's all relative, clearly, but I'm sure you could probably relate to this. You moved into your home a year ago, and, you know, we did it 5 years ago, and we looked at we put in a ton of bids all over New Jersey. And there were a couple times where we went a little steeper than I felt comfortable with, but I love the home, I love the area, and my wife did obviously as well. The kids were really young, they had no say anyway, and even if they were, they had no say. But the point being, like, if one of those bids was accepted, I would have been thrilled with maybe a slightly bigger home and maybe a little more property in the yard, whatever it might be, but did I put myself in a little bit more of a precarious, in a precarious position financially. So I get it when you say that they're almost relieved, the Yanks and Mets, that they didn't get them.
Great analogy.
Yeah.
Same exact thing. We did the same thing. And now looking back on something that we like overbid for, and I was like, I don't even want to do this. All right, but this is our best choice.
Yeah, because you're getting so tired of the process, getting drawn out.
Exactly. We didn't get it.
Yeah.
And now looking back, I'm like, thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
So I think that's kind of the case. You hope that that's not the case with Soto,
but
that's kind of the case with Yamamoto.
15 years, long time.
In summation, screw the Dodgers. Take them down. Mets, Yanks, I don't care who does it.
Hoff, would you root for the Yankees against the Dodgers in the World? See, he's
the
hard because his son's.
Yeah, but I honestly do hate the Dodgers. I am somebody who thinks this is bad for baseball with the Dodgers.
Why?
Are doing.
Why do you think it's bad?
Because I think they're cheating a little bit.
How?
The international is outrageous. The fact that Shohei Ohtani deferred 98% of his contract. There's no other superstar in the game that would do that anywhere else. Like Juan Soto signed a deal for $765 million. He deferred nothing
on it. But Juan Soto doesn't have that international revenue stream.
And that's the point, BT.
But that's not the Dodgers' fault. Ohtani's unique.
Exactly. There's no other player in sports to do that.
Here's the better question, or maybe not the better question, but a different question. If Ohtani didn't go to the Dodgers, would we be seeing Yamamoto and then Sasaki follow? Like, would this be a Dodgers thing if Ohtani stayed with the Angels or went somewhere else?
It's
or
a good is this... one. It seems like it is cyclical, like the Yankees had that on lock, and it was a cycle of, all right, we got Arabu, we get Kayagawa, we got, you know. So maybe the cycle.
How much of it is it Ohtani versus, I know the location is a big factor.
Yeah, but the location was a factor back in the day when the Yankees were getting all the Japanese players. It wasn't that much of a factor. I can't answer, but I guarantee that it helps. But that doesn't mean that they're cheating. Here's the bottom line for me. Or even circumventing rules. I mean, I think they're playing it smart. I don't think they're doing anything below board. Maybe I'm being naive with that. Maybe I'm being gullible, huh? But I do think that in totality, baseball's finances are an absolute mess. Like, you need more uniformity. It is just not right.
You wouldn't root for the Mets to beat the Dodgers now?
I rooted for the Mets to beat the Red Sox in 86.
Okay, so you'd root for the Mets to beat the Dodgers then.
Honestly, I would. But I would. Now, Yankee fans aren't going to like, no. First of all, I would root for the Mets against anybody in the World Series. Now, when I say root, I'm not throwing out a Ray Knight jersey, but I want to say, and people don't believe me. I don't care.
Right.
I want the Met fan, not at my expense like in 2000, I want the Met fan to finally enjoy it.
Right.
If I'm out of it, my team, I'm big enough to say that. I think it's a great economic bolster for our city.
Even with Soto going nuts.
Well, that's a different element. I have to see how this year goes. That is a little different.
I know, I get it.
A little different.
BT and Sal, the fan, will come back, get to your calls on the other side, 888-808-1019.